Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Budweiser, and I am coming to you directly from the Wise Living headquarters. And I would like to welcome each and every one of you who have taken the time out to join this broadcast today. I'm truly happy, ecstatic. I'm truly grateful for your participation because I know your time is valuable. So over the next 29 minutes, I want to add to your wellness experience today. First of all, please go to wiserliving.com, WEISERLIVING, wiserliving.com. And on that initial page, you will see on the right-hand side where you can get a Skype consultation. You can click on the Wiser TV link, Wiser Living TV link, and watch all of your YouTube videos that we've uploaded. And by subscribing, you will not only get access to these educational videos, but you will also be informed when a new video is uploaded. So check that out. You can also get access to our archive radio programs like this one at Wiser Living Radio. And you can check out the menu bar that lists all the articles, the programs, services, Wiser Living seminars, recipes, products, and so forth. So do take a look at that at your earliest convenience. So check us out and register. You know, make sure you register. If you haven't registered, that's going to be key because that's where you get all of your information from. So do that at wiserliving.com. Subscribe to Wiser Living TV. Follow us at Wiser Living Radio. Like us at facebook.com/wiserliving. And you can also connect with us at Google+, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and some other ones that I can't mention right now. So let's go ahead and get started here. It's funny how we can talk about eliminating things from our lives. Things like eliminating debt, eliminating a project, eliminating a threat. I think there's a video game that you can play. It's called Eliminating Some Kind of Threat, but it's kind of like a war game. There's the elimination diet for those suffering from food intolerances or food sensitivities. You may not realize it, but the foods you're eating every day could be slowly corrupting your health and even shortening your lifespan. The question is, or at least one of the many questions to ask is, how do you know? Because for many people, toxic foods are hard to spot, especially for those who have already cleaned up their diets. They feel like they're eating healthy, and they're drinking water, they're getting some exercise in, they're going to work every day. An example of this would be having a skin allergy. I mean, you're eating good, it's gluten-free, you exercise, but those little red bumps on your face could be the signs and symptoms of a system-wide inflammation. It could be because if you're female, your period is coming. And there can be excessive gas and bloating and discomfort due to not having enough digestive enzymes in the body. A lot of different reasons. It's an elimination issue. Do you have skin issues? Bad allergies? How's your energy level? What about your mood? Do you ever feel like you're suffering from brain fog? Like if I were to ask you, you know, Y-E-S, it means yes. What does E-Y-E-S spell? Anyway, moving on. All this can be due to food, a sensitivity to a food or foods that need to be eliminated. So what is elimination? Well, the dictionary defines it as the act or process of removing something or something or someone or expulsion of waste matter. Another way of saying this is it's the discharge from the body of indigestible materials and waste products of body metabolism. That's a neat little definition. So it's defecation and clearance of poop or going number two. Or if you are on a ship, poop means water breaking over the stern of a ship. Or poop can be defined as bodily waste of varying color, viscosity, shape, odor, texture. Or if you've ever seen the cartoon character named SpongeBob SquarePants, in the United States, I guess they do it in Europe and some of the other countries stuff. But SpongeBob SquarePants, the slogan used in his restaurant by the diligent those Krusty Krabs of the workers, they use poop as an acronym. You know, P-O-O-P. You know, P for people, O for order, the other O is for our, and P for patties. People order our patties. Or they'd say, don't be Squidward. Always remember, poop. Okay, moving on. And I'm not a comedian. This is crazy, but constipation is one of the most common bowel problems. Constipation is when you have hard, dry stools that you have to strain to move, or it's having fewer than three bowel movements per week. But even though some people experience this uncomfortable feeling, which causes bloating or distension of the abdominal cavity, that's the area, not your stomach, that's the area around your navel, or cramps, it's largely regarded as more of a nuisance than a real health threat until you start seeing blood in the stool and things like that. But straining to have a bowel movement is not something that you should take lightly. It shouldn't be taken lightly because it can lead to hemorrhoids. It can lead to torn skin in your anus. It can even lead to rectal prolapse, where a part of your intestines actually protrude from your anus. Chronic constipation has been shown to increase your risk of colon cancer and has been also associated with diverticulosis and even appendicitis. But what actually causes constipation? Well, regular bowel movements are very important for your health, because without them, toxins will accumulate and recirculate in your bloodstream. And if the waste that should be coming out will stick to the walls of your colon, that's not good. You know, some of the rather common causes of constipation are the abuse of laxatives, irritable bowel syndrome, and ignoring the urge to actually go. If you consistently ignore the urge to go, do number two, to poop, and you have a bowel movement, like avoiding public toilets because they are just disgusting, eventually you may stop feeling the natural urge to go. And if you are on certain medications like antidepressants or antacids, blood pressure medications, or even iron supplements, it could lead to constipation. Also, we mustn't forget that dehydration from not drinking adequate amounts of fresh water every day can lead to constipation. But the primary cause has to do with your diet, especially a diet high in processed foods and not enough vegetable fiber as opposed to grain fiber. You know, fiber from vegetables is much better. And speaking of fiber, the human digestive tract is not designed to break down fiber. Fiber actually ends up undigested in your colon, where the majority of the gut flora lies. That's where it lives. So if your gut flora is healthy, meaning it's dominated by beneficial life-giving bacteria called probiotics, then these little microbes will feed on the fiber and keep you balanced. Really will. On the flip side of the coin, if the gut is filled with pathogenic or bad bacteria, too much yeast and fungi or fungi, the fiber may work against you and make your symptoms worse by feeding the bad guys. So it's important to introduce that fiber to a healthy gut environment. And one of the keys to doing this is by increasing fiber from vegetables. Another key is to reduce your intake of excess sugar. Another key is to add naturally fermented foods to your diet, such as fermented vegetables and raw grass-fed kefir or kefir. And you could also add a probiotic supplement to increase bacterial content in the gut area. If your diet can use more fiber, why don't you try adding these? You might want to get a pencil and piece of paper out to do this. I'm going to give you a list real quick. Number one would be chia seeds, C-H-I-A. Chia seeds is one of the beneficial, it's one of the benefits of chia seeds is its ability to work as a natural laxative. Number two would be flax seeds. Flax seeds are an excellent source of fiber, which adds bulk to your stool, and it helps it pass through your intestines. As a matter of fact, flax seeds work to treat both constipation and diarrhea. So just make sure you're drinking plenty of water. If you're going to consume flax seeds, make sure you're drinking water, fresh water, and chia seeds as well. Number three will be aloe vera. I can spend a lot of time on aloe vera, but aloe vera is probably one of the oldest and well-researched natural laxatives there is. It has enzymes and vitamins and minerals and electrolytes that help heal the gut. It has compounds in it that act like a laxative by increasing intestinal water content, stimulating mucus secretions, and increasing intestinal peristalsis or contraction. Peristalsis is contractions. So you can basically go to wiserliving.com, the wiserliving.com website, and check it out under the product tab. Aloe vera. Number four, leafy green vegetables. Leafy green vegetables have magnesium in them. And magnesium is an electrolyte. Magnesium is a lot of things, but in this case, it's an electrolyte that has the natural ability to safely soften the stool and help draw in water from the gut. Matter of fact, we've done a program on magnesium, so you might want to check that out in the archive section of Wiser Living Radio. Right there from your gut. So number five would be probiotics, which I mentioned already. Probiotics and foods actually help create a healthy environment in your gut and can help keep you free from digestive problems like diarrhea and constipation. You know, some examples of probiotic foods would include sauerkraut, kimchi, and yogurt. I mean, obviously, it's got to be yogurt from grass-fed cows. Number six would be high fiber. High fiber, not just high fiber, but high fiber fruit. High fiber fruit. And for most people, fruit helps relieve constipation while also making you feel comfortably full. High fiber fruit includes berries, figs, apples, prunes, and pears. Number seven, coconut water. If you're in a country or you're in a location where you can get coconuts, I mean, I would prefer it coming directly from the coconut as opposed to buying coconut water off the shelf. But coconut water helps with maintaining healthy electrolyte levels, preventing dehydration, and cleaning out your urinary tract. You know, a lot of people get UTI infections. Coconut water is good for cleaning out your urinary tract. And all of this actually helps to relieve constipation. Number eight would be root vegetables and tubers, including onions and sweet potatoes. Number nine, almonds. So number seven is coconut water. Number eight, root vegetables and tubers. Number nine, almonds. Believe it or not, almonds also help lower your cholesterol. I mean, I could go on and on with that, but number nine would be almonds, and number 10 is garlic. If you want to keep your intestinal tract healthy, garlic is extra important. You know, garlic is a natural antibiotic in the colon. It eliminates bad bacteria. It keeps down the overgrowth of yeast. You know, it eliminates those foul odors you may have after a bowel movement. If you chop a clove of garlic and swallow it, swallow. Do not chew. Even when I say swallow, their brains say chew. But swallow. If you swallow it, you will not have to use matches or spray after pooping. You can actually go to the wiserliving.com and click on Wiser Living TV, and there is a very good video that I did on garlic. I mean, thousands of people have looked at it. Check that one out. You know, click on Wiser Living TV and look at the YouTube video on garlic. I mean, I think garlic is amazing. What's normal poop? What's an abnormal poop? How many times per day should you poop? Well, the amount of bowel movements a day that someone should have, it varies from person to person, believe it or not. So there really is no specific number that is considered completely normal. And on the other hand, some experts agree that it's important to go to the bathroom at least three times per week at a minimum. Generally, going every other day is also somewhat normal, as long as you feel comfortable and you're not experiencing any pain in the abdominal area. Remember, the abdominal area is down by where your navel is. not up, you know, higher in your chest where your stomach is. I'm not talking about the stomach. I'm talking about the intestinal tract, which is the abdominal area, you know, the area where you want to keep flat when you're doing sit-ups. The bowel handles about four meals normally. So when you consume, let's say you have four meals, you've eaten four times yesterday, or, you know, yesterday and one meal the day before. So you have four meals in your gut. When you consume your fifth meal, the first one should be coming out. When you consume meal number six, the second meal should be coming out. Meal number seven should cause meal number three to be eliminated. And finally, when you consume meal number eight, meal number four should be ready to poop out or be eliminated. And the process will start again. Now, some people have overextended guts. You know, you've seen them. You've seen people like that. And they have excessive meals. Now, I'm talking up to 20 meals stuck in the intestines that invariably dirties the bloodstream. It leads to body odor. You need underarm deodorant. You need perfumes and colognes and matches and spray. And, you know, and when you poop, irritable bowels, you know, constipation, bouts of diarrhea, polyps, colds and flus, acne, brain fog. All of this can occur just because you have too many meals. They're just sitting there like in a dumpster. You know, the breath is bad, like a dumpster on a hot day. So basically, matter of fact, you'll need coffee to perk yourself up, and the list goes on. Or something caffeinated tea, or some candy, you know, this, you know, coffee and donuts. I mean, just it's amazing. So basically, you want to make sure things are pretty consistent from day to day. Being consistent shows you what is normal poop from, you know, for your own body, and it clues you in to when something is internally off. What should poop look like? When you go to the bathroom, it's ideal to have a poop that is all connected in one long, smooth S shape. Poops like this develop when you're eating enough fiber and drinking plenty of water. Hydration is much of a key as fiber is. Now, a smooth poop that is thin or broken up into a few smaller pieces is not something you should be concerned about as long as this is normal for you. And it doesn't cause you any discomfort. So the discomfort is kind of like the key. If you're having broken up, you know, poops, and there's discomfort with it, that's a problem. You should be concerned with that. The color of a normal poop should be a medium to dark brown. Like, well, I'm not going to say that. As far as the smell is concerned, it's not actually a bad sign. It should be a smell that's close to the last meal you ate. But if that smell is, like, really foul, the kind that you need spray, or a lit match to neutralize, that means that something more serious is taking place in your gut. If you're passing gas and it's a foul odor, then something else is going on in your colon that's not good. That's why so many people have to get lower GIs or a colonoscopy. You know, some of you may have heard of the Bristol Stool Scale. Bristol Stool Scale. That's Bristol, Bristol, stool, Stool, scale, Scale. You can check it out. This scale was basically designed way back in the 1990s, and it basically places poop in categories, actually seven different categories. A doctor can use the Bristol scale to locate patients' typical poop and figure out what may be causing their symptoms. Obviously, they're in there because of that. Now, this scale classifies how a poop will look depending on how much time it takes to form in the colon and the length of time it takes to come out of you. So there's seven types. Type one is a poop that's hard, lumpy like nuts. They're separate, and it's hard to pass. you have to strain to get it out. Type 1 is a sign of, yep, constipation. Type 2 is sausage shape, but it's lumpy. This is a sign of constipation as well. So type 1 and type 2 are signs of constipation. Type 3 is like a sausage, but with cracks on the surface. Now, let me stop here. I know some of you don't like to look at your poop. Some of you, like, you never look at it. You just, you do it, flush, you're out of there. But you must try it in order to classify it. Yes or yes? Okay. Type 4. Type 4 is like a sausage or a snake, and it's smooth and soft. This is good poop or a good poop. Type 5 are soft blobs with clear-cut edges. It comes out easily. So type 4 is like a sausage or a snake. It's smooth and soft. Type 5 are like smooth blobs with clear-cut edges, so they break up a little bit, but they're smooth. Type 6 are fluffy pieces with ragged edges, and it's a mushy poop. This is going into the diarrhea category. Type 7 is watery, no solid pieces. Liquidity is liquid. It's diarrhea. So you're in the diarrhea category again. So recap. Type 1 and 2, constipation. Type 3 to 5, 3, 4, and 5 are considered to be ideal or normal poops. And type 6 and 7 are abnormal poops and indicate diarrhea. So it all depends on how it's coming out, how it's formed, and what it looks like when it comes out in the color as well. Because a healthy poop does not cause pain. It doesn't break up into a bunch of little pieces, and it doesn't take forever and a lot of grunting and pushing and squeezing to come out. It should feel easy due to the urge, release, and come out, and you should feel relieved, like you just emptied. You know, I have to go there with this with stress. Stress, not just stress, but high levels of stress, ongoing stress. It makes it difficult for many people to relax. If you're not relaxed, you won't go to the bathroom properly. The gut and your brain actually have a very close relationship. It's called a gut-brain connection. So basically, so go your colon, so go you. Conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, are all closely related to high levels of stress. Other things too, but the stress is one of the key factors, which can cause the walls of your gut to either constrict and tense up, leading to constipation, or to cramp up, leading to diarrhea. So stress, a diet low in fiber, inflammatory reactions or inflammation, and autoimmune foods like conventional dairy foods like cow's milk, cheeses, yogurts that are not organic, gluten, processed soy, high amounts of sugar, etc. Stress and caffeine can create a range of negative reactions in the digestive tract. Caffeine and alcohol both dehydrate the colon, leading to abnormal poops. I've covered what to do about that, but so I won't go over it again, but due to time constraints, but remember, so go the colon, so go you. So if your poop is loose, diarrhea loose, mushy loose, here's what you can do to basically firm that poop up. There is a diet called the BRAT, B-R-A-T diet. It's an acronym, another acronym for, this didn't come from SpongeBob, but it's an acronym for B is for bananas, R is for rice, A is for apples or applesauce, and T is for tea or toast, depending on who said it. But the BRAT diet, so these foods have high qualities like tannins that can firm up poop. You know, bentonite clay will also help bind toxins and do some firming up as well. But usually, when you have a sudden bout of diarrhea, your body's attempting to rid itself of unwanted pathogens. It wants to clean out the neighborhood, so you should let it take its course. Let it take its toll. Obviously, when everything has been eliminated, the diarrhea will stop because there's nothing else to come out. And you can add bananas and rice and applesauce or to your toast, the brat. You can do the brat thing to bring you back to normalcy. Then there's the issue of sitting on the toilet versus squatting. Now, many of you have noticed that when a baby gets quiet, you know, they're playing around, then they get quiet, they go behind the couch or a chair or somewhere, and they start to squat. It's a sign that they're beginning to poop. It's diaper change time, or, you know, it's imminent. It's coming. Well, it turns out that getting into the squatting position actually lines up the lower colon with the anal canal and makes it easier to achieve a more complete elimination. Research has shown that the squatting position, that's the position where your knees are approximated closer to your chest, it actually straightens out the anal-rectal angle, making it making defecation much easier and complete. You can see a demonstration and get more info on this by going to the wiserliving.com website and clicking on the icon. It's on the right-hand side, bottom portion of the page. You'll see a picture with a guy sitting on a toilet. And in the caption is next to the picture says, "This convenient, sturdy structure is engineered to mirror the angle and efficiency of natural squatting while allowing for the luxury and comfort of your own toilet." So check that out. Wow, it really is a healthy way. The squatting to eliminate your bowels that you probably aren't doing. And many of you probably not even heard of this, but if you've been to an Asian country, it's probably, it's pretty much normal to see toilets that require squatting to be used because they're kind of like flat and on the tile surface or the floor surface, and you have to squat to use it. So remember, let me say it one more time. I got to say it one more time. So go the colon. So go you. So is it about the poop? Yes or no? Is it about the activity that you utilize to eliminate? Yes or no? It's a combination of everything that you have to take a look at. But you also, and I must say it one more time, so go the colon, so go you. So remember, as our time is coming to a close, you should check us out at wiserliving.com. Sign up so you can get all the information in a timely fashion. Subscribe at Wiser Living TV because there's, you know, don't forget to watch the video on garlic, and you also might want to listen to the video or look and listen to the video that's on oil, and because the olive oil treatment, olive oil, coconut oil, because winter is coming for some of us. Not in Australia, I don't think. It's the opposite. Follow us on Wiser Living Radio, like you're doing right now, and like us at facebook.com/Wiser Living. And tell other people to check in here, because a lot of this information, I mean, it's kind of weird sometimes and maybe funny and serious and what have you, but this is important information. This is a passion here with Wiser Living. We're not just saying this just to be doing it. We want people to have better health. And remember, you can connect with us at Google+, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest as well. So, should I say it again one more time? You guys say it with me. So go the colon, so go you. So go the colon, so go you. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and let your medicine be your food. This is Dr. Budweiser. Yep, we'll see you next time. Oh, don't go yet. I really hope this was a illuminating message on elimination. Now you can go. Let your food be your medicine. Let your medicine be your food. This is Dr. Budweiser, and we'll see you next time.